That's about what I deserve for that. Okay. Fair enough. That's fair.
What? Do you see you look handsome?
No.
No, you gotta say I'm photographing well.
Nope.
Nope, you're a piece of shit.
And guess who just beat you in 2K, motherfucker?
And cut that part out. And cut.
We're rolling. What? Are you drunk?
I got a little something going. All of this.
Yeah, dude. All right. And cue.
Got some Doritos.
Doritos on deck? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And. Give me a sec. Probably don't want orange shit in your teeth. I mean, this lives forever, right? All right.
Yeah, dude. Millions of people are watching.
Well. Yeah.
We make so much money.
And we're back.
Why do you keep scooting up your chair, man? Like, this is not fair. You want to get closer to the camera? I get closer to the camera.
Hey.
Fuck you.
We're getting comfy.
Also, shouldn't we, like, you know, position ourselves towards each other?
We should.
We're talking to each other and not to whoever the fuck watches this shit.
Hey, man. Quit attacking. quit attacking the Loritos. No. We're sticking with the
we're
little
not calling
Rita.
Little Ritos.
We're calling them Little Ritos.
No, we're not.
We're back. Cal, Merry Christmas. Glad to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that?
So lucky to be headed out of 2020 at this point.
Mm. Yeah, this year was a fucking waste of life.
No.
I'm just kidding.
We got all kinds of amazing stuff out of 2020.
Yeah.
We got
this podcast.
The Tiger King. Was that a thing? What's it called? Tiger King. Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
2020.
We got the Democratic primaries.
RTJ4. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
There were some bad things.
There were a couple of bad things.
Yeah, we got this new thing that's keeping everyone from wanting to be near each other. I call it the breath aids. Because it's AIDS, but you get it from someone breathing on you.
Yep.
Braids, if you're into the whole brevity thing.
Great. Yeah. Fantastic bit.
We got drunk a couple of times. That was cool. Right?
I love you say a couple. Like, we've gotten drunk almost every time.
A couple of times, Cal.
Oh, man.
I quit smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Weed. And we've gotten into great shape. We're at peak performance physically. I've grown 3 or 4 inches. So now I'm 5'8". A lot of good stuff has happened.
We got a Dustin Johnson major win out of this
year.
Yes,
let's go DJ. Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
I mean,
great win.
The Lakers, the Doyers.
Yeah, LA ran it this year.
LA, the fireworks.
Yeah.
Wow. The 4th of July.
Fires.
The fire. Well, that happens every year, but.
Yeah. But they were great this year.
Right. We've had.
Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Several movements. Bowel. Yes. Otherwise, there have been movements happening all around us. It's been insane.
2020 also brought us Trolls 3 World Tour.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Yes, it also...
Best movie ever made.
It ushered in the next era of cinema, or how cinema will be
consumed. Forward, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which kind of bums me out.
Like, we'll see.
I'm kind of like wary of the future of movie theaters after this. Like, I don't think they're going to be as prevalent anymore.
Right.
As previous years have shown.
Yep.
And they've already been dying because prices keep fucking skyrocketing. I mean, it's like out of everything.
Property doesn't get less expensive.
It's like out of everything that inflation has brought, it hasn't brought wages, but it's brought movie prices fucking way up.
Well, CEOs got to get bonuses, Cal.
I know.
You got to get that money.
Got to release during Christmas.
Got to.
Which is when you release Star Wars, you know, quarter four.
And wait, 2020 brought us Star Wars. Money. No. Or was that 2019?
2019. Thank God. I was just saying, like, in general.
Maybe 2019 was the worst year ever.
Yeah, that's when Rise of Skywalker came out. Ugh. And that was a terrible,
that hurt
terrible movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
2020, what else did it bring? It brought some great South Park episodes.
2020 brought Fish Burrito into fruition.
Is that a good thing, though?
Like, I think it's a good thing.
Are we really happy that this is a
I've enjoyed every second of it, buddy.
Have you really?
There were a couple of times where I was like too drunk to not remember if I enjoyed it. But
I've hated this. Wow. I hate you.
Wow.
This is just... I hate that I'm here.
Woo!
No, yeah. You're fucking worse.
Sir, you could leave.
No.
Get out. You're in time.
This is my room.
Nope, not anymore.
This is my room, dude.
Not anymore. You said you hate being in here. You hate your room?
Yeah, well, guess what? Fuck, I'm moving my mic all around. Well, guess
now
what,
now your
MJ?
Mic's all wonky.
Fuck!
Get your whole life right now. That was 2020 in a nutshell.
You know what?
What's that?
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Fucking hate you.
Love you too, buddy.
I hate this podcast. I hate video games. I hate movies. I hate everything.
Cal's gone full.
I hate the PS5.
Dark. No.
Yeah.
Full dark.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. This is the dark timeline now. This is what is brought.
Okay, keep going. Fuck sensible shoes.
Dude, yeah. Fuck trendy
shirts.
Clothing. Fuck baggy shit.
Fuck merch. You know?
Fuck merch. Fuck YouTube boxers.
Ooh.
God, fucking hate them.
That's something that's happening. Yeah. Nate Robinson got knocked the fuck out. 2020 was the worst year for Nate Robinson in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Ah, fuck him.
Fuck 2K Sports.
Wow.
It's the worst company in the world. Actually, EA might be even worse. But
wow.
Yeah.
Cal.
Fuck Cyberpunk. Hate that game.
Bullshit. I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to stay on board with that one.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
CD Projekt Red. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Boo.
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 Fuck HBO.
Whoa.
Yeah. Euphoria. Garbage.
Wow.
Just fucking shitty.
Just going for it.
Fuck Marvel. They didn't bring us any movies this year.
That was trash.
Piece of shit company.
Who else? I mean, while we're on it, I mean, fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah, for winning the presidency.
What
like
an
60
idiot.
Times.
Why would you even want to do that?
Fucking piece of shit.
And you know what? Thanks, Donald. We're doing opposites, right? So
now we're like delving in.
Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Mitch McConnell, you're cool.
Four more years. You won it, dude. I promise you.
I'm telling you, if they recounted those the right way, you would have won.
Yeah.
Landslide.
Brian Kemp should have said, fuck it. Donald Trump won.
Yeah. Sean Kemp should have said something too.
Never mind.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
All right. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say. As much fucking as we were doing with 2020, because fuck 2020.
Yeah.
This
whiskey's great, by the way.
Buffalo Trace.
Fucking love it. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So good.
It's kind of special.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the oldest distillery
in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Of the fine what makes it even brown better? Spirit. Brown party liquor.
What makes it even better, we're drinking out of glasses that say Cal on them.
Yeah.
And everyone knows I'm the shit. Like, I'm
is that what
fucking
you get?
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, look at me. I'm pretty cool. I have glasses with my name on it.
That is interesting. Because there's two glasses. So it's like...
And it's a decanter
with
my name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like... Were you planning on going to a place where you needed to write your name on things, or were you planning on drinking by yourself?
No, I wanted to set the symbol that I'm a provider.
Ooh.
You know, because I paid for this house. Mm-hmm. I pay for all of the bills.
All of this.
I paid for every room, all of Remy's wardrobe.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like,
right,
I paid
right.
for everything.
He is a provider.
I'm a goddamn billionaire, dude. Fuck this podcast. I could be doing so much better for myself than hanging out with you All right, I'm done. I'm done being an asshole.
Oh, that was fun. Great.
Yeah,
I loved
fun.
That.
Yeah,
I like Dark Cal.
I like. I went into a little character there. For
Dal's
a
my guy.
Yeah,
I like Dal.
Dal
fucks.
No, Darl.
Darl.
Yeah.
Why? Oh yeah, yeah.
You
Dark.
Well,
Darl.
Everyone. Almost every time I've worked on set in LA, people have mispronounced my name as Carl, or they've emailed me saying, "Hey, Carl." So Carl is almost like a different identity
yes.
for me. So Dark.
What's your Cal. Drunk person?
Kyle.
Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Darl more.
No, yeah. Darl's
dope.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So yeah, 2020 was an interesting year.
2020 sucked.
Yeah.
But
remember
it was good.
When we did quarantine casts?
Yes.
It was weird.
Just looking at each other
yeah.
for hours. I would get so drunk.
Really?
Well, because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting in my bedroom and I'm just staring at you and I got like 17 cough syrups just sitting next to me and boy, did I have a cough.
Claw syrups.
Yes. Nice.
Cloth syrups.
Cloth syrups. Yes. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not even going to try another one.
One of the goals for 2021 is we get White Claw merch just sent to us for free.
We've talked about merch drops.
Well, not our merch drops.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
talking
yeah.
about White Claw.
Oh, they're dropping
sending
on
us.
That would
White
be
Claw merch.
Sick.
Yes. Because we've propped up White Claw so much.
I mean, we
you
spend
know.
A lot of time doing it. I mean, we've got...
And we've brought them millions of dollars.
And, I mean...
Look at this fucking candle. Hello?
Just saying the Klondle. Man, I was really feeling that rant. I liked that. I liked
yeah.
that energy we were bringing in. Just persistent. Just unwavering.
Just
fuck
going,
that.
Going,
fuck that.
Going.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But yes, I also would like to isolate where you nodded when I said, thank you, President Trump. And then we send that to 45. And he's
yep.
like, good guys.
He's like, good guys.
Good guys.
You know, I've always respected
if
them.
If we could have Trump on the podcast, would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be interested.
I don't think, because people see him as this god emperor. You know, like there's always this perception that he's so big and like intimidating. I don't think I'd be intimidated by him.
No.
I think you'd be like, oh, you're just a
no,
fat,
I just
want to
know what he was
asshole.
Thinking. You know, see if we can actually get some truth out of him. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, we give him a little... We give him his first sip of alcohol.
His first drink ever.
Yeah.
He's like Tom Brady. He's never had a strawberry. We give Tom Brady a strawberry. Like, here, come
yeah.
here, buddy. Come here.
Dude, we'll get Tom Brady on the cast.
That would be sick.
You know,
then.
I would tear him apart.
With what?
With his terrible stats.
He would just beat you to death with his championship
I
rings.
Hope he does. Just, I hope he does. That would be the one thing I got famous for.
You know he's got the spice melange, right?
What is that? Oh, yeah.
The spice.
No, he doesn't.
He's got the spice.
Nah, man.
You can see it. It's evident in Tampa.
Nah.
He's got the spice.
He's got no spice to him at all. Nothing spicy about that
well,
man.
Well, apparently
at all.
It wasn't the Belichick system or just Tom Brady. It was the combination of the two because neither of those teams are going to the playoffs. Tampa Bay's not, and
MJ,
the Patriots aren't.
Cam Newton is completely opposite quarterback of what Tom Brady
what
is.
What I'm saying is, everyone was saying, you know, it's the Belichick system. It's this,
but
it's that.
That works with a quarterback that can't run. Cam Newton can run.
So you're saying they would play better because they have more options, or they would play worse because they have more options?
No, I'm saying that it's different.
What I'm saying is, it was both parties. It wasn't
all
just
right.
You see what
Cam
I'm saying?
Noon another year.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
It's not what I want. Fuck the Patriots.
Let's go Pats.
No.
Go Pats.
No.
Go Pats. Play in the heel. Go Pats. Go Pats. Darl. Not Darl. Well, now we're talking to Cal. 2020 sucked.
Sucked.
But in 2020, we created this whole thing. It happened, right?
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yes.
Fucking worth it. So
very.
Cool.
Yeah, I loved this.
This has been fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
What was your just spot podcast specific or Pacific rather? what was your favorite part of this whole thing?
Like for this year?
Yeah.
Like what we've done?
Just in the podcast. Like, what would your takeaway be?
I always saw it as like a challenge for me to like be comfortable speaking to the internet in a way. Because I've never really been someone that like tried to be a presence on the internet.
Right, right.
And now I kind of am. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting. It's been an interesting kind of challenge for me to overcome because I've always been like uncomfortable with speaking out to people, like giving my opinion and like being myself around people.
Right.
And this was a way for me to like be comfortable, like talking in front of a camera, talking like to people I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun. I really like this. It's
Hell yeah.
And I've loved like the creative aspect of it, of like creating cool videos out of it, like mm-hmm. working in like audio and visual, like editing.
Right.
It's been really cool. And I love that we're trying to expand it too into more than just a podcast. Like that's what I was always looking forward to, is like when we move past just the talking part and like getting into what we like to do creatively.
Right.
That's what I really liked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Very well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Thank you. What about you?
My favorite part has been getting blackout drunk, talking some shit, and just kicking it with you, big fella.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we keep working and we just keep kicking it, chilling.
Yeah.
Even outside of the podcast, it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
And that's what I love.
Like, it's been great getting to know you through this medium.
Right. Right.
Like,
absolutely.
Us and you as well, though. Our you know sensibilities.
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like, we'll tell stories to one another that neither we don't know.
We've never heard from each other.
But then they're hearing it the first time that
exactly.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're hearing it the same time they're hearing it.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Definitely.
I love what we've been like kind of cultivating mm-hmm. out of this. Mm-hmm. Like a friendship between us and the people that are listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I hope that continues as we go. Like
it's
that's
going to. Until we're literally running
the world?
No, as president and vice president.
Fuck that.
And
no.
Why?
Dude, I'm only running for world domination.
Okay.
You know, like,
well, I didn't say we weren't president and vice president of the world.
Yeah. No, you said, all right, yeah, that's a good point.
I never said that.
No, I want supreme overlord status.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, we run everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Because yes. We are the greatest minds on a fucking planet.
Well, I mean, yeah. Everyone knows that. I mean, no one's gonna dispute that.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, all bits aside, 2020, though, I mean, infinitely frustrating, and terrifying at times. I mean, and like, I know, like, there's people still, like, everyone's still struggling, but like, I don't know. I had some good times.
Yeah.
I mean, we did this. We made this happen, which I never saw in a million years. I mean, I've gotten like multiple promotions at my job for some reason. And
hell yeah.
That, I mean, I'm just, I keep trying,
fantastic.
Keep trying to quit or be fired, and I just keep getting promoted. And that's frustrating, but you know, life just seems
that's
to keep
life.
Going on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And we're now I mean, it's New Year's week.
Yeah.
What are we going to do in 2021?
Well, I was going to bring up a couple more things about 2020.
Oh, my God.
Like,
please do.
Here's some like just some of like the nice moments of 2020.
Let's go.
Like, it brought me to show Remy the Harry Potter series, you know, and it's like,
Cal,
she never would have watched it unless we were just holed up, nothing to do.
Very true.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And she loved it.
Okay.
It brought us more insight into the Black Lives Matter movement.
Okay.
It brought us more in, brought a lot more people into that kind of state of mind.
On that kind of wavelength. I feel like more people are aware of how the government works than ever before in the history this fucking country.
The influx of information.
Absolutely.
Is
like
unprecedented.
You can't tell me that everyone in every city knew who the mayor was.
Fuck no.
Who the governor of the state was.
Mm-mm.
Or even like who representatives were in the Senate, the House, anything.
Yeah.
Like now everyone's like almost too informed and paying way too much attention. Which is a good and a
bad
thing.
But it's also a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. People are informing themselves.
Absolutely.
Not every opinion that's come out of it has been fantastic.
What do you mean?
You just, you know, people form their own, like, realities.
What?
In a way.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And that's one of the bad things of 2020.
Nah, it's everyone I don't know about
forming
that.
Their own fantastical realities.
Oh, wait.
Out of politics.
I just got a cue drop. Let me, sorry, sad to.
Who's the pedophile this week? Who spoke against Trump
this
week?
You won't believe this.
Who?
You won't believe this. He's actually coming in right now. Terry Crews, come on in.
Oh my God. Terry Crews. Guys, holy shit.
Yeah, he went from getting his dick touched to touching dicks. Here we go. Terry Crews.
Terry, come on, dude.
Cheeseburger Eddie. Who would have thunk it? Now, no, it has been, this, the misinformation, the science, like the constant updates on COVID, misinformation, what's real, what's not, what's happening.
Are masks effective? Are they just making you
everything,
sheeple?
Everything just constantly pouring in. Yep. Yeah, we, I think as a society, all of humanity kind of finally understands to a certain extent how devastating information can be.
Mm-hmm.
How the social media aspect, like this whole thing that's completely new to everyone, you know, relatively new, can be so devastating. And that's interesting.
But also
that's
so
cool.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
there's bad sides to everything.
We're just learning.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think everyone collectively is starting to kind of awaken to the idea that, like, we're just still little fucking babies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a society, as a species, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have no one knows what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So, I with 2020, it kind of, like, made me, or reaffirmed my position that, like, anything's possible. And we made this happen in a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
Anything is kind of possible to, you know, a limit.
Yeah,
there
course.
Are limits to possibilities. But for the most part, like, if you just want to keep doing something, like, just do it. That was a big thing. Literally just do it.
Yeah.
Because we could have just as easily not made this.
Yeah.
Or not done anything.
And that brings me to something like, did you have any regrets of 2020? Like, was there something that you did that you regret, or there's something that you didn't do that you regret not doing?
Absolutely. I stayed away from comedy. Other than, like, doing the podcast and bullshitting and talking with you and, like, you know, that side of it, I probably should have still been doing, like, the Zoom thing. I stayed away from it because I was like, ew, that's gross. But it's like, who the fuck am I? You know what I mean? Way better acts than me. Way better. I mean, infinitely better. Not even way better. Like, not even in the same solar system better than me.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. So why the fuck do I think, me being the little scrub that I am, I shouldn't? I should stay away because I'm too good? Or it was fear.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, fear kind of motivates more than I think any other incentive.
Yeah.
And, I should have stuck with that. I didn't write enough, but at the same time, I there wasn't much funny going on. You know, the world's on fire.
Yeah.
In California, literally, the world is on fire. But, I do wish I had done that. That's the one regret I have. I wish I had actually done more of these, like, Zoom shows that people reached out, or, you know, like, or at least just tried to do more.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, staying COVID free was kind of
big accomplishment.
Yeah, a big accomplishment. Yeah. A lot of people can't say that.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How about you?
Stayed
regrets.
Negative.
Any regrets?
I have a few, actually.
Wow.
Like I wish I watched more movies. I don't even think I saw 5 movies that brought me a great like emotional response out of it.
Really?
Like I
is this going back or things
going
that
back,
came out?
Go, like
because not much
both.
Came out. Okay.
Both. Because I didn't watch much that came out.
Yeah.
I
still haven't seen Tenet.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tenet. I mean there's apparently been a lot of great movies that have come out this year that I just haven't brought myself to watch.
Okay.
I only really had like formative experiences out of like watching Sicario again, watching Good Time.
I need to see that.
I haven't gone back and watched what I've loved. Like I haven't watched Star Wars in a long time. I haven't watched like Lord of the Rings in a long time.
Is this when you say watch Star Wars, the original three?
Yeah. I just haven't watched much of what I loved watching in the past. And I kind of missed that. Like I did watch Harry Potter and that was nice.
Yeah.
And it's,
oh, that had to have been great. Yeah.
No, yeah. It was nice. Like it was a nice,
you
like,
got me to watch Lord
back.
Of the Rings.
Yeah. And I didn't watch enough like new shit that I've always wanted to watch. Like there's always been these movies that I'm like, oh, I gotta watch them. But like only really watched like Good Time. And that's, well, I watched If Beale Street Could Talk. That was great.
That was good.
Yeah. It was a really good movie.
Definitely. Did you watch, you still haven't seen City of God?
No. Oh, I have seen it.
That's
yeah,
a
I
good
have.
One.
I saw that like years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think I saw that like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Actually.
That's a great one.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I watched The Irishman. I don't remember if that was 2020 or not, but like, you know, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, it was like fun
it took
to watch.
Me 3 settings. Like I had to like sit down.
Yeah.
3 sittings rather to get through that one.
I saw Parasite this year.
Parasite was good.
Parasite was great.
Parasite was good.
I love that movie.
Yep.
I keep forgetting about like pre-pandemic because it just feels like such a different world
right.
at this point. It almost
right.
feels like last year.
Or where you could just go places.
Yeah.
Do stuff.
Yeah. And also I didn't do enough creatively with myself. I feel like I didn't write enough. I feel like I didn't like work hard
on my own
content that I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
I've mostly been playing video games, which I've realized is like something that I genuinely love doing.
Right.
Is like learning about video games and playing them and like studying them, like their storytelling.
We got a couple sketches out there in the ether.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get them done by 2021. I've been so bad. Like, that's another thing. Like, I regret not working harder on like what I've wanted people to see.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right,
like,
right.
Even with this podcast, like I've started like kind of getting lazy with it. I've gotten lazy around the house. I've gotten just lazy in general.
Yeah.
And that's been something that I want to work harder on too.
Nice little lemon cake.
But to go more positive, what are we looking forward to in 2021?
Okay.
What are we trying to get done?
2020 wasn't all bad. It was pretty terrible. I'm hoping we can all bounce back. 2021, we're not sprinting into, you know, what's going to happen next, but we are going to like methodically work our way towards greatness.
Yes.
2021, me and you, we're going to get jacked.
We're going to get jacked.
Yes.
We're going to have a shirtless pod.
Shirtless pod.
Shirtless pod.
Yes. That's going to be dope. And I'm going to have a mustache. We're going to oil ourselves up. We're going to put fucking stuff down on these chairs so we don't get them dirty. But it's going to look like a Dexter kill scene in here.
Yep.
We're going to get in shape. We're going to take the production to the next level.
Yes.
We're going to put some money in. We're going to just
get some setups.
We're going to get
some streaming setups.
Mm-hmm,
We're going to have it all.
More streaming. I'm looking forward to more fan engagement.
Yes.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
We're going to get our first
cover
sponsor.
Yo.
Well.
Potentially.
Third sponsor. Because we've already got a few, but. Or two. We've got a couple.
What are our two sponsors? White Claw and...
BevMo. And Ralph's. And they're unofficial. But, yeah.
Right,
they've kept us afloat for a while now.
Yeah.
hopefully in 2021, Google sends us these goddamn phones.
God, please.
We've been asking for them for a while. Google. And then, yeah,
actually,
we'll do
the new ones. I want the new ones that come out next year.
2021. We're taking a fish burrito trip.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The boys are back in town.
We're going to go.
We're going to go out to some remote location. We're just going to get loose out in the desert, out in the woods. Oh, the woods are scary. There's bears. There's fucking bears.
Yeah.
But that might be worth it. It's an experience all in of itself. But yeah, I look forward to continuing our progress, growing as an individual, as a, what do we even call this? Like as a show, like as a,
yeah,
like not as a brand. I don't like the word brand, seems cheap. But like, you know, like as just
collective.
Like a collective. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. A community. And but yes, we got to get jacked.
Got to get jacked.
I mean, just.
Yes.
Strong boy 2021.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We're going to nipple ring.
Really up the production value for this.
Production value is
little
huge.
Joint right here.
Yeah. And so the next time we do or going forward when we stream. We don't have that fucking latency issue.
No, fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that.
That being said, still gave you the work by 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who just gave you the work by 20?
I don't know.
Just about.
It's not on camera. No one saw it.
Ago.
What happened?
Yeah. Okay.
happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
I won the last two times, just so everyone knows. I won the last
what
two times.
What happened? Did anyone see it? Did you guys see it?
I saw it. You saw it.
I don't
That's
remember.
That's what matters.
I have a bad memory.
That's what matters to me.
You know what the greatest champions have in common? They're all really good at forgetting.
Well, who won more Jackbox games too, sir?
Did you even win one?
No.
Yeah, I won
I
one.
I won the trivia one.
Oh, you did. You did. Yeah. So then when I said, did you even win one? You should have said yes.
I didn't.
Darryl, everyone.
About it. Oh,
this is Darryl. What are you looking forward to for 2021, though? Like, beyond the show, beyond just, like, personal growth?
I want to make a movie.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to make a short film.
That's sick.
I want to... I just want to, like, start getting into what I really want to do in life.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll see.
I turned 25 next year.
You're worried about that?
Yeah.
I did that years
That's
ago.
A quarter of a lifetime.
I did
Not
that
even.
8 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm trying.
It's not a death sentence.
I know. It's good. Just I put a lot of pressure on myself to get shit done.
If you really think about it.
All right, dude. Thank you for that. The words of encouragement.
But like every year, it adds.
Yeah.
You're only getting closer.
Yeah.
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 To the long
every heartbeat,
night.
You know,
yeah,
it's right. 1 second closer.
But I will also say you're not even close. That shouldn't stifle you. That shouldn't be, you shouldn't see that as a hurdle, an obstacle. It's just the natural progression of things. You're going to get it done, but only if you want to.
Yeah.
And I am very interested to see what these projects look like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope that I do get more drive in next year because I didn't have that much. Right. This year.
Do you feel like the drive was kind of stifled by the fact that everything was shut down, the world kind of ceased to be as you knew it?
Yeah. Like, it's hard to get that doom and gloom out of your head where it's like, oh, nothing matters anyway. Why the fuck would I even try?
Right.
When everything's falling apart.
Right.
Like, why do I matter in this grand scheme of things when there's so much worse shit going on that I should like try and help with?
Absolutely.
But, you know, I want to live life in the way that I would most like to do it. And I hope one day that means making movies or just content people enjoy. Because, I mean, I might start streaming video games and who knows? I may love doing that, too. So, yeah, I just hope that I start to find happiness in what I'm doing.
That's
obviously
Jesus.
With this. I'm very happy with
right.
doing
no, no,
this.
No,
like,
no,
I love
no.
doing
yeah,
this.
Absolutely. No, yeah. I completely agree because, you know, like I go to my little gig every day, soul sucking, just mind numbing, tedium, dealing with the fucking needs of people that you just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I want to slap myself for even listening to you talk for longer than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Finding our own, like, for everyone. I hope everyone could find it, but
yeah.
Yeah. In 2021, it'd be dope to become self-sufficient and to, like, work around what I want to work around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to get...
That's not, like, a selfish thing. Like, everyone's looking for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's your life. You know, you want to make it as best as you possibly
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. And, like, shit, if that helps, obviously you want to, like, help make the world a better place.
Yeah.
But, like, it kind of starts with, you know, you're more likely to help people when you're helping yourself.
It honestly just comes down to what makes you feel fulfilled.
Right.
Like,
right.
What brings you to, like, this kind of enjoyment and, like, fulfillment in life?
Like, I think in 2021, I should fight Jake Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to get jacked. You're going to train heavy.
Fight him.
And fuck him up.
I'm going to beat his face in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kick his ass.
I'm like, you mush mouth.
Fuck Jake Paul.
Little TikToked. I'm not allowed to say the word that
just
I want to say.
Of shit. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you should be allowed to say it when you're talking about Jake Paul.
You know, that's fair.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Conor McGregor beat his face
I
in.
I hope Conor
I think
fights.
It's in February. February.
They're actually going to fight.
No. Logan Paul fights Floyd Mayweather. That's appropriate for Black History Month, though, because you're going to get to see someone beat the shit out of a white dude.
It's the classic one-up, though. It's like, oh, my brother just beat Nate Robinson. Well, I got to beat an actual boxer.
That's not even one-up. That's 50 and up. You know what I mean? Like, Nate Robinson had no idea what he was doing.
No.
Logan Paul is about to get in the ring with arguably the greatest boxer of all time.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
He's fucked.
Like, you know, I mean, there is footage of Conor McGregor. And there are records and there are statistics. He puts people to sleep. He is a professional fighter.
Puncher.
He beats the shit out of people.
He will punch
you. He will kick you in the head. He will punch you in the head. He will put you night-night. Jake Paul got in the fucking ring with a guy who jumps high and is fast. He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
He's not a fighter.
He's not a fighter.
It is a different thing. So I can't wait to see. In 2021, two things I'm looking forward to. Both of the Paul brothers going to sleep.
Yes.
Getting publicly night-night.
Yeah.
You're going night.
Make Logan Paul have to fucking sell all of his shitty Pokemon
Make
cards.
Make him walk into the same suicide forest that made him more famous than he deserved to
You're
be.
Fucking right.
Yeah. And put himself. No, we're not actually going to cut that part out. Cut that part out. That's dark. But yeah, at the end of this, the fucked up thing about it is that I don't understand. You saw all the memes of Nate Robinson, like face down on the canvas.
All of the memes.
Why are they asking for that? They're going to be that meme soon.
They don't know that, though. Their heads are so fucking big. They think they can take on anything.
I mean, Floyd might not knock out Logan Paul. That's okay.
They might not. They might advise him not to. Like, don't knock him out.
But he is going to embarrass him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I genuinely hope so.
He's going to embarrass him.
But I don't know. That's the thing.
No.
These fucking Paul pieces of shit.
No.
Get so lucky.
Mm-mm.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Conor McGregor got into a ring. Why do we call it a ring, by the way? It's a fucking square. He got in the ring with...
No, he got in the square.
He got in the square with... And this is Conor McGregor. He's starched champions.
Yeah.
He knocked out Aldo with one punch. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's knocked out fucking killers. All right. Why do we think that Logan Paul, who has a losing record in his professional bouts, is going to get in and even, like, it and Floyd will do nothing but entertain the idea that Logan could win. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna dance around. he's going to be like, oh, yeah, he got a few shots off. I mean, Connor hit Floyd. And he was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then beat the shit out of him. Yeah. Beat the shit out of him. Yeah. Beat the ever-living shit out. Like he beat his ass.
Yeah.
So why do we think that Connor isn't going to, one, ragdoll Jake, and that Floyd is going to dance around Logan and embarrass him? Why are they setting themselves up for this fail? Obviously the money.
I think my cynical mind is like, neither of them are going to try. They just want the paycheck and they leave.
Who doesn't?
For the spectacle.
I would let Floyd beat my ass for 50 mil. Or Connor, I'd let Connor give me the left hook night-night juice for 50 mil. I'd let him hit me a couple more times too. I'd be like, punch me in the body. I don't care.
Dude, for millions of dollars?
25. Yeah. Are we splitting it?
These kids, though, they're already so rich. They want even more fame.
Right.
So I'm thinking that
this is infamy at this point.
They're challenging. I mean, what's weird to me is that they are challenging like the biggest names, but they're kind of like done.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're low key, like backing away from the fighting life.
Right.
So they think they can get a quick, easy punches in,
mm-hmm,
because these guys are like kind of like backing away from this, mm-hmm, mentality.
You're right. It's cash grab. It's good for both of the fighters because they just get paid. They've done their due diligence now, but it does kind of like suck that they just become these like freak shows to this YouTube culture. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
look, watch me dance around.
It's like you get overpriced sparring partners,
yeah,
that are going to beat the shit out of you. But, fuck, more power to him.
Well,
I think what would be a fair fight would be if Logan Paul had him and his, he's got an old friend who's like 36 or something, who's banging Lana Rhodes now.
Yeah.
They should both fight Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make it
I would love that.
A fair fight. And he would still beat the shit out of both of them.
I hope so.
I'd love to
fantastic.
See Floyd, during Black History Month, beat the shit out of two white men that signed up for it.
Yep.
That would be fantastic.
Yep.
That would be the only thing that could... That would be Floyd. That's almost Floyd's reparations. Right there, they're like, listen, we're going to throw you a couple of fucking pancakes. You just beat their ass. You just run through these motherfuckers.
The thing is,
don't even give them a second. Don't even give them the Connor treatment. Just beat their ass.
The thing is, those kids have enough money.
Yeah.
To pay for great training. So I'm just saying it is possible.
No.
That there's I want to be done, honestly.
But
we're taking up too much of this New Year's
I know,
talk.
I understand. But
there's
no amount of training that you can pay for that will ever like make up for a lifetime of work.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what
I mean? He's done this shit since he was walking.
You're really that arrogant enough to think that you can take on some of the greatest fighters in history?
Right.
That's so dumb and arrogant and just plain asshole of you, like to think you could just do this
right
on a whim and make millions of dollars. Like, of course they're gonna make millions of dollars.
They'll make money.
Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because like they don't care about the fighting. Mm-hmm. You can tell. Mm-hmm. They just want the spectacle and the money.
I would also like if Connor just gets sick of Jake Paul talking shit, shows up at his house, beats the shit out of him in front of Jake Paul's camera crew.
See, that's best case scenario.
And then goes to jail for it, and he's like, worth it.
Yeah, that's best case scenario.
Gives
honestly.
Him no money.
I don't care. Yeah.
All he does is get knocked the fuck out.
I would so prefer that. Like,
he just catches
him
at
fucking
Nobu or
yeah.
wherever the fuck these little clowns want to hang out and just beats the shit out of him in front of his people.
I would greatly hope so.
That would be great.
That would be so incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That best case scenario.
Like street fight. Like shove everyone into a, like a ring formation.
And like you just see Jake
it's
Paul.
Just
like,
Logan. Jake and Connor.
Because then we don't have to worry about just the fucking hands. Because a boxing match, that kind of limits what Connor could actually do.
Oh,
he will head kick the fuck out of you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And, you really think since he's retired, he's going to throw all that
put that fucking front kick right into your fucking chest and then give you that left hand of doom? Woo!
Yeah.
You're going to sleep, bitch.
You're going to sleep.
Yeah, so I think that would be the best case scenario.
I hope 2021 brings us the beatdown of the Pauls.
Yes, two knockouts.
Fuck them.
Two 2021 Paul knockouts. Hey, and big ups to those guys. Keep doing what you're doing because, you know, make that
keep
money.
With it. Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. Fuck.
Might as well be two pieces of shit.
Well, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the American dream. If they can do it, I could too. And that's...
Yeah, here's two pieces of shit right here. Why can't we make millions?
If we can do it, why can't you?
Hey, Floyd Mayweather, talking to you.
Floyd, all right? Cowell, fuck you up. He's taller than you. He's prettier than you. He dances better. He will fuck you up. That's right. Tell him, Cal.
I'm a Twitch streamer now, bitch. Come on. You think you can fight me, bro?
Get him, Darl.
I'm a fucking gamer.
I will beat your ass. I will fight you in the streets.
All right. I will nose kick you so
hard. Now's the portion of the podcast where we call out really scary people. Hey, Vladimir Putin. You wish you could find me, bitch. We're not gonna finish that.
This is a great podcast. I really enjoyed this.
In 2021, we will continue to exist.
We can go longer if we want to. Round minute 53.
I love it. Wait, round three?
We're on minute 53.
Oh, yeah. We got a few more minutes in us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. We're going to break into lifestyle. We're going to have a little bit of an edge on it, right? It's drinking lifestyle.
I don't want to lose our edge.
No.
At all.
No.
I want us to just keep.
We can go cookie cutter.
I mean, we could. We'll make a lot more money. Appealing to kids.
Can we make more than $1 billion?
$1 trillion.
Whoa, Uncle Bezos. Just so you guys know, Jeff Bezos did actually fund this whole project.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Uncle Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Supreme Overlord.
The real Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is what he's been
making us call him lately.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy.
Hey, we want to know what y'all's New Year's resolutions are, like what y'all are looking forward to.
I don't want a resolution. I just want to know what you want to accomplish.
Yeah.
No resolutions.
What are your goals?
Yeah, like
what are your goals?
Not like one thing, like I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to do that. Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you actually hope? Like, what are you optimistic for? Like, even something that you want to do, something that you hope happens. Like,
yeah,
just anything. What do you hope to see in 2021? Resolutions are for suckers.
Yeah.
If you weren't planning on doing it before January 1st, 2021, you probably aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying resolutions don't work. I'm just saying they never work.
And also,
what do you want?
Yeah.
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 We're going to have better production. We're going to have Mariah Carey, David Dobrik, fucking Michael Jackson's reanimated corpse, all as guests on the podcast. 2021's about to bang, to bop, to slap, to fuck.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Al Capone.
Oh, come on in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
I can't believe this.
We're bringing all of them back to life.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That's just Ed Hardy. Get him out of here. Make him leave.
Tom Hardy?
Ed Hardy. No, with the t-shirts. Get him out of here. Ew. Oh, Jesus.
Dude, what if we start becoming like news anchors?
Well, today in the news. Back to you, Cal.
Well, today.
In sports. Bips were bopping and bops
balls
were bips.
Balls were flying.
Wow.
Back to you, MJ.
I just said something racist and now it's time to apologize. We're going to add a couple more segments to the show.
I've loved doing it this year with you, like this podcast with you.
Absolutely.
Like this has been incredible.
One of the joys in life.
A great highlight of my year.
Yes.
I can't wait for more, personally.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we uploaded all these in March, but we've been doing this for months before that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been great. Mm-hmm. I've been having a great time having you over and me being over. Can't wait to go back to the
original
stomping grounds.
Original fish tank.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
I'm going to pop this last one for 2020.
And then I'm going to give you this work in 2K, bro. I'm going to give you this work, bro. I'm 2-0 in the last two games.
I want to hear this shit. I want to hear this. This is unacceptable.
Hey.
This has been one of the true joys in life.
I agree.
A new endeavor, starting with a new person that turned into a new friend, turned into a brother.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hope that everyone can lead, or we can lead by example, or that people will take our example and run with it. Fucking, hey, look over at a friend and say, hey, man, you want to start a podcast?
No.
You would.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't start a podcast.
No, do something worthwhile. Yeah. Change the world, people. Please.
Yeah, please do. Don't
cheers,
do this.
Cheers.
Shit. Cheers.
This is our Amen. Last pop of 2021 or 2020.
Yeah.
As far as the world's concerned.
Yeah. And this goes out to everyone that listened to us this year.
You guys are the best.
We appreciate all of you guys
more than you'll ever know.
Yeah. Holy shit. We can't believe that we have a couple hundred people listen every week.
Oh, yeah.
This,
yeah.
This is insane.
A few hundred.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who you are.
You know who you
are. We appreciate the fuck out of you. And you're the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I've really got to clean up my language in 2021.
Whoop. Dude, nothing matters. Who gives a fuck?
I took my, I changed the autocorrect feature on my phone because I was tired of ducking instead of fucking.
Yeah.
And boy, am I terrible at spelling on that goddamn thing. I misspelled.
Capable.
Capable. Capable.
Capable.
Capable.
Nowhere yeah. close to capable.
It wasn't worth it. It made me realize that if I was changing the autocorrect feature on my phone because I want to just be able to write fucking, I should probably change myself.
You know what you can do?
What's up?
You can add an empty contact to your contact list called fucking.
Ah, and then every time it'll recognize it
as a person.
See?
Yeah.
These are quick hacks.
Quick hacks.
Cyberpunk.
Yes.
That was good. All right, guys. We fucking love you.
We love you guys.
Merry fucking Christmas. Happy New Year's. We cannot wait to rock with you in 2021.
Yes. Look forward to even bigger and better by season 2.
Yes, season 2.
Can't wait.
Whoa, DLC coming.
Yo,
let's go. Dog.
New storylines.
Oh, shit.
New characters.
Trump. Yes, we love you. Hey,
love
as
you.
Always, buddy.
Hey, man. No handles today.
No,
just
no handles. You, if you don't know by now, fuck off.
Yeah,
but we
fuck
love you.
Fuck you, Brandon.
And as always, kisses, bitches.
Some people think. It's like. Truth is, all you need is to look for this.